Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
So we didn't have an episode planned this week because it's 4th of July and we thought we deserved the week off.
And we want you to be celebrating America and everyone who served our country so that we could talk about it on this free podcast.
Right.
America.
But, you know, we did want to follow up with the loss episode and kind of talk about the response to it because we were blown away.
The feedback was unbelievable. I felt like it's really what Jessica needed. She needed people to be supportive of her, and she needed the utmost,
the encouragement, the kindness, the pure
yeah,
love.
Yeah, it blew me away. It really did. And I felt it, and I wasn't even the one, and I felt it.
And you know, I really truly feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Do you feel better?
I'm not kidding. I was carrying around this burden with me and this secret, like this dirty secret. And
yeah,
I, you know this. I was so scared for that episode.
Yeah,
to air.
I know. And I kept worrying about you being worried about the episode. And it was like,
I didn't even want to listen back to it. I listened to every episode we do like a psychopath, and I edit. Yeah,
and
I annoy Alan.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm like, Alan, I'm trusting you with this one. Like, I can't listen to it. But after it aired and after I started getting the messages, I was like, let me listen back. And I'm glad I did because the doctor we had on was incredible. And it actually, you know, when we were interviewing her, I wasn't taking in everything she was saying and listening back. Really, I was like, wow. Like, she gave really, really, really good advice.
The week after we spoke to her, I bought flowers and put them in my house. Like, I mean, it literally
changed
me. Like, I felt so different. And I told my mom. My mom was like, oh, what was last week's episode?
Because she doesn't really listen to that one.
My mom would die. We are way too vulgar for my mom.
Not on the Lost episode.
I mean, I guess,
but you're
like,
right. She might go down the rabbit hole.
She might continue to rabbit hole it, and I don't need her to. But she was like, what was it about? And I was like, because my mom's like a huge lover of flowers. Like, she'll go and spend her last dime on a flower. Me, a lipstick, but her, a flower. And she's like, they're just so beautiful. And I'm like, I know, but mom, it's like the saddest thing ever for me. You cut them from their world. You put them in a vase. You look how beautiful they are. You admire them from afar, and then they die in front of you. I'm like, it's nothing sadder. And my mom was like, you literally are starting to ruin flowers for me.
To look at
and
it.
I'm like, but mom, and I was like, but this therapist told me to appreciate its beauty and how happy it makes you. And it literally made me think of it a different way. But I did throw it out before they started dying because I was so sad that they were going to die in front of me. Like, yeah.
Dr. Nikki Monty, what, like, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, she just like made me think of it in a different way. I'm still sad for them to get to die, but I had to throw them out. Like, as soon as they started getting a little crunchy, I was like, goodbye, crunchy. Goodbye, it's time to throw them out. Skylar's like, where'd the flowers go? And I was like, I have to throw them out. Mommy can't handle it.
You know, my inbox and Bad Examples inbox, oh my God, and I'm getting through every message. And
she does so good with responding, you guys.
But honestly, we get a million messages as it is, but after this episode, I've never been the amount of like kindness that you guys have that, you know, because I connect to people who just wanted to say, I've heard everything. I've never experienced this, but I want you to know that I'm so sorry. And my prayers are with you. And then I talked to people who had stories almost parallel to mine,
almost
which was
exact.
Crazy. Almost exact, like mirror image. And then I heard stories that I never heard before. I mean, my inbox is full of rainbow babies. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, connecting with all these women was so beautiful. And I wish the support was there all the time. Like, not just for me. Do you know what I mean? And Trey, if you read these messages, they were like, I know you have a lot of friends and a lot of followers, but I want you to know if you ever want to talk, you can message me.
Oh, that's so
strangers,
nice. So nice.
Strangers. Like, it was crazy. And the one common thread that I heard from all of these women who had experienced a miscarriage was guilt, was loneliness. And
you know what? I didn't even ask the person that I talked about in the episode, like, what they thought of it, because it's such a sensitive subject.
Did she bring
like,
it up at all or no?
When I told her that we talked about it, she said, you could have said my name. I told her it wasn't my place to, but it was my sister-in-law.
Oh, we're dropping that bomb?
Yeah, because she told me you could have said it. It's okay. And I was like, I felt like it wasn't my place. But now that she's given me the okay.
So did you guys talk about the episode at all?
No, because I want her to listen to it on her time.
Right. But is she not doing it on purpose? Because usually she listens. I don't know.
She does listen. And she's always like, ha ha ha, that's me. Yeah. But like, I think this was a rough episode. She needs to like listen to it when she's ready. In like a mood. Mm-hmm. Like she needs to be in the mood for it.
I get it.
But yeah, it was my sister-in-law, Tara. You guys all know her and love her and always say like, what a great mom she would be. And what a great aunt she is to my kids. And like, yeah, it's really hard for her sometimes to even hear that because
she was pregnant
yeah. and she wanted that and she did lose a baby and it's horrifying every day for her. So I always feel bad and I never want to expose her. But when she said like, it's okay, you can say, I think maybe she thought that it would help somebody because somebody may understand maybe who always mm-hmm. ask her like, oh, why doesn't Tara have kids? She's so great with kids. Like this is why. And I think that
this is also why everybody should mind their own. It's like not bring this up to absolutely. Women ever because you don't know what everyone's going through. You don't know their stories. You don't know if this is something that they've wanted or maybe something they haven't wanted. It's just personal. Part of the feedback that was really special to me is that I had so many messages that were from women who'd never experienced it who said, now I know how to offer support
to my friends,
to my family who have gone through it. And I didn't know what to say before, how to act or the right thing. And this has like really been eye-opening for me.
Yeah, it's totally like a scary subject because you never want to say the wrong thing to somebody because somebody in grieving, you never know how they grieve. Mm-hmm. So it's always like really touch and go. But if you know somebody who's gone through this, I feel like there's no harm in...
You know what my aunt said to me that I thought was kind of brilliant? She said, don't be afraid. You know how when somebody loses somebody, like they lose a husband, they lose a father, a sibling. Mm-hmm. You're afraid to bring it up, right? Because you don't want to upset them.
Yeah.
Well, my aunt lost her husband. And I think everyone tiptoes around bringing up my uncle, right? And she goes, don't think you're going to upset me. I'm already upset.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's really no coming
she
back.
She says, I'm already upset. Talk to me about it. Like, yeah. Let's keep his memory alive. Like, let's, you know, so I do think when it comes to loss, I think like Tracy with the flowers, like it freaks her out. It's scary. And I get it. It's scary. Death is scary. But it's something that, you know, I think we need to be, you know, when you're going through it, you don't want to do it alone.
I almost think that it's like healthier to incorporate that person in everyday life. Like yeah. my best friend, yes. Sammy, lost her Uncle Howie. And like we constantly talk about yes. to my Aunt Barry how we're like, oh, my God. That's something Uncle Howie would do. Or like, oh my God, that's so Uncle Howie. Like we always say that. And we always kind of keep him involved in like the conversations.
It's what you do and, with Corey's father and it's amazing.
Oh my God. Well, that's a constant. But like
but
even
you,
somebody
you
who
realize
like,
a lot of people don't do that. People
no, it's
lost
scary to me that people
on,
like pretend they never existed.
Yes.
It's very scary because yes. I'm just like, how can you shut somebody out like that quick? Like yeah. I still talk about Gene like the other day, like every time my girls see a fucking balloon, they're like, can we release it to Poppy? I'm like, yeah. sure. Like I'm not thinking about the dolphins that are going to choke on that rubber balloon.
I was just gonna say
what I'm thinking about is fucking my kids acknowledging their deceased grandfather who they're dying to keep in their life. Like
so Denny listened to this episode because he was like
it was directly affected to him.
Yeah, right? And I was showing him all the messages and stuff and he's like, what did you say to get this response? Like, so he listened and he had two things to say. One, he said like hearing your voice broke my heart. He said I was brave. So many people call me brave and it's just a bizarre thing. Like it wasn't brave. Like it was
very brave. Don't diminish that. It was very brave. It was huge.
It was. I didn't think of it like that. It's so weird. I just wanted.
It took a lot for you to even accept that was an episode coming up, let alone to talk about and expose your own stuff. I thought that was huge.
It's crazy. And oh my God. And by the way, I've heard from friends, like friends with children that fessed up. I also had a miscarriage and I was like, my mind was blown.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy. But anyway, so he said, you know, one, you know, your voice broke my heart. Two, you were brave. And three, he said, you know, balloons kill animals.
Yeah.
And you love animals.
I mean, leave it to Denny.
I was like, thanks, Denny.
Thanks, yeah. and I always say that every time I release a balloon, I'm like, fuck, another animal's gonna die because of this. But at the same time, like, at least my children are keeping alive a spirit that's important to them. Like, I gotta fucking 50-50 that out
a
little bit.
We gotta figure out something else to send to
the
heavens.
I mean, like, what else floats? I mean, help a sister out here. Like, I'm trying to help like keep them alive without keeping the animals dead.
And you know what? I really want this episode to like live on. So keep sharing it with
this
everyone you know.
So major, guys. This was the biggest response we've ever gotten to an ep. Like, this was huge. This was majorly important. Mental health is no joke. It's something that needs to be talked about. And I felt like we did it in a respectful way, yet a little bit of comic relief and like happiness and laughing. And
Dr. Nikki was
And
spot
Dr.
On.
Nikki fucking killed it.
I will
per
listen
huge.
To that shit on repeat. Like, when I'm feeling
I
low.
Just listen to her. I fast forward through our fucking annoying
voices. I have
voices.
Her number. I feel like I just kind of want to text her.
Do you
want
to text her and be like, hey, sorry for the free advice, but I'm just like feeling really low today. And she'll be like, find your inner love. And I'll be like, holy fucking shit.
Like,
that's all it takes.
Break you open. Know, and you're like, oh,
her
my God.
Voice is so relaxing. It literally put me in like a trance. And I'm like, yeah, she's right. Like, it was so weird. I'm like, no wonder the Kardashians are all like, yeah, because they're like so Dr. Nikki'd out.
They're so Dr. Nikki'd
yeah,
out.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, I can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart. I feel like a new person.
She like looks different. It's weird. She has like a weird glow that she's like.
I've been
like
doing my makeup, my hair again. Like,
she's very
I'm
like
transformed
into like
more open fit. Like,
oh yeah, oh yeah. I hope that cut is in here this week. She's just like. You could tell she's not depressed anymore. Like, she's very happy with the response. And you guys, thank you for supporting her.
And you should see me and talking to these people. That I'm like, they're like, and some women are literally going, you're the first person I've told this to.
That's fucking insane.
It's
That's
insane.
That should
and
never
I told
happen.
Them, I go, listen, I fucking told a million people and I feel amazing. Tell everyone who will listen.
Yeah, just
your story.
Be on the grocery line and then be like, oh my God, it's such a beautiful day. And be like, yeah, I didn't think I'd see a beautiful day after my miscarriage. And they'll be like, oh my God, honey, that's so sad. And then you'd be like, you know what, I'm dealing with it. And somehow they'll make you feel better. Yeah. Just throw it in there.
I bet my life that stranger in the grocery store will say,
it's
going to
say a prayer for you.
One.
Or be, yeah, they're going to give you
best
a relating
friend
story.
Had one. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's nuts. It's crazy. It's changed my outlook on everything. And I do have to, and get this.
What?
So I totally didn't mean for this to come across like this on the episode, but you know, I told you how I felt. I felt alone. I felt lonely. Trey, all of my friends, every single one of my best friends text me.
Aww.
And my mother and said.
I saw your mother's one. I cried.
I know.
Reading your mom's. Yeah, that was hard.
They said, I want you to know if I wasn't there for you enough, I'm sorry. I did my best, you know, like, and
can
I
you
didn't
read
I
what
didn't
your mom said.
That's so sad.
I'll read it if you don't want to read it, but
you
somebody,
it.
Yeah, somebody needs
it.
To read what your mom said, because I literally sat there and cried. It was sometimes like parents, you know, when they like, they're dying to have you share with them, and some people and kids and mothers, like, they don't really have that. So like, yeah, they'll tell you stuff, but they don't have that, run to you for every moment thing.
Well,
and
it's
like,
because like she'll try and I'll be nasty and I'll like shut her down if she tries to get,
because
too
you're
close.
Kind of cold and she's dying for you to warm up. But this fucking scarred me for life. She sent it to me. She goes, look what my mom wrote. And I started hysterically crying. I was like, oh my God. I don't even know how many of you read it, but we'll see. Jessica's mom texts her, listening to the podcast. I'm sorry, Jess, if I didn't react the way you needed when you went through this. I definitely felt the loss and I thought I understood your pain, but I guess I didn't communicate it well. I am so sorry you felt alone. I should have been more there for you. Sometimes it's hard for me to comfort you. I never know whether you want it or not. I hug you in my mind and in my heart more than you know. Well, I started fucking hysterically crying. And Jess wrote, I told you not to listen. It wasn't directed at you. She said, of course not. I didn't mean it to imply that at all. I think the episode was so important to have. It's an important subject to talk about. And so many people are lost and confused. I don't even know how to react to it. I hope this episode will help, even if it only helps one person. Like, what a beautiful mom. Like, she's exactly what every mom needs to say but doesn't know how to communicate. Like, that fucking changed me with her. It was so beautiful. Like, I don't know, it was just like Jessica and her family are like, they're
I'm
so
weird.
Funny like, no, they're so funny and they're so fast like joke about something, but like at the same time, like the raw real shit, sometimes they don't reach it because they're like, oh, don't hug me. Like, don't do that.
Can
like,
can I have you read one more thing too?
Yeah, of course.
So one of my other friends said, because I had talked about how on Mother's Day that no one reached out and then it like kind of felt shitty. And she said, I just want you to know I wrote something to you on Mother's Day. I kept deleting it, rewriting it. And I see, I have it saved in my notes. You could see the date. I never sent it to you, but I want to send it to you now.
Yeah.
And it's literally dated from Mother's Day. And it's just, it's beautiful. So I think it's worth a read because I think anyone who's gone through it should feel like this.
I'm not sure if this is something you want to speak of or not, but it's something I want to say to you. You don't have to respond if you prefer. I won't be insulted. Happy Mother's Day. You are a mother. You will always be a mother, regardless of what the future has in store. You harbored life within you. You will never understand why what happened to you happened, but there is so much unknown in life. But one thing is greatly known, and something that you should never be forgotten is that you are a mother. Don't forget that. Celebrate yourself today. Celebrate that you are capable. You are enough. You are always going to be enough. When the time is right, you'll be able to show the world how amazing of a mother you are. Forget the world. Prove it to yourself. You deserve it. Love you, Jesse. Who sent you this?
My friend Becca.
Aw, you were in just in her wedding, yeah. You know? Okay. That was the sweetest thing ever. And
but
I feel
she never
like,
sent it. I feel like no one else remembered that I was going to be
I literally
upset.
Every day woke up thinking, I wonder if Jess left her house today. Like,
and you know what, though? I again, like, not that I was holding a grudge against everybody, but deep down I was like, did anybody care, like, love me anymore? Like,
no,
do you know what I mean?
It's almost like so hard to be like, oh, you know, you should have been celebrating today, but you didn't. Like, I didn't want to do that to you.
Yeah.
So it's so hard. Nobody knows how to act.
Just
everyone like, gets
of
shook.
You,
like,
thinking of you today. You
yeah,
know,
that's
like, hang in there.
Important.
You're going to
yeah.
be a mom one
you're
day.
You're right.
Like,
you're right.
You know, something small gesture. It doesn't have to be a whole thing. And like, all I can ask for from this episode was just this conversation, what you and I are doing right now. It's
I think
beautiful.
That's what's important is that you just got it out and like yeah. said how you yeah. felt because no one would have ever known it.
It's incredible. I'm so thankful for this platform and for you and for everybody that listens and that shared it. And it's amazing.
And is it weird that I'm excited for October so we could release balloons and kill more dolphins? It's terrible, right?
Terrible.
I just can't wait to celebrate your rainbow,
oh my
baby.
God.
Like, I think one of my favorite things about America is there's always a deal to be had. I think we don't
Bro,
take that for
God bless
like we don't
the
appreciate
USA.
Yeah, God bless America.
No, tell me what other country you can get perfume, luxury perfume at bargain pricing.
They're high-end fragrances. They're inspired by iconic brands. They smell exactly like iconic brands. Like I'm talking Chanel, Dior, Dolce & Gabbana, Burberry. Now you guys can pick a different scent. Every mood that you have, you could have a different scent for because it's affordable enough that you could just keep building up your collection.
Dossier.
It's like so fancy. I feel like fancy saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like we're in America, yet we're wearing
Dossier. I mean, like if you don't want to wear that, I'm not sure what you're really looking for in a perfume. Like Dossier. What are you wearing, Dossier?
Did you get yours, by the way?
I did, and it's fucking brilliant.
Did you see how it came with a little?
It's adorable.
So what they do is they mail you your bottle that you order, but they also mail you a sample, which is, by the way, not even sample
no,
size.
No, it's not sample size.
You
it's
throw that shit
to
in your purse,
size.
It'll last.
Yeah.
Yes. And you take, and if you don't like the big smell, like the, if you mm-hmm. don't like the smell, you just try the sample one and you're like, oh shit, you could, they'll exchange it for nothing. They take it back.
That's why they give you the sample so you can try. You can pick and choose. You yeah. can trial and error.
Don't like it, you return it for a full no hassle refund. So once again, we have a sponsor with nothing to lose.
No, try Dossier risk-free for 20% off your order. Head over to dossier.co/bad examples. Use the code bad examples for 20% off of your $29 bottle at checkout to get all our luxury perfumes.
Yeah, guys. I mean, if you're tired of paying all this money for name brands because there's a celebrity attached to it, but you still want to smell nice, and all the perfume has been carefully crafted and sourced from Europe, not China. I mean, this is the real deal. Head over to dossier.co/bad examples and use the code bad examples at checkout for 20% off fair alternative to luxury perfumes.
You guys, God bless America and smell great.
God bless the smell essay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I'm Dr. Megan Sachs.
And I'm Dr. Amy Sloshberg.
And we're the host of the podcast Campus Killings. Our show covers some of the most sinister crimes to take place on or around school campuses, or the cases we discuss have a school-connected theme.
And with the new school year comes an all-new second season of Campus Killings, which will debut on September 16th, 2023.
But if you want to listen to Campus Killings now, you can binge all the episodes from season one, available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
How was your test, the HSJ?
Oh, okay. Let me tell you about this fun test that nobody talks about. So you have to go to the hospital to take it. And I should have known the fact that they can't do it in a doctor's office. That's going to be horrible.
Fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to change into, like, the whole little hospital robe and everything.
That's the worst
and
part of it. Ugh.
And there's just all these machines. And, like, you know when everything's just silver because everything's just...
Metal.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
And it smells like aluminum, like metal.
Yes. So so I'm like, uh-oh, I didn't think this through. Why am I doing this? This is horrible. And I'm seeing all the tools. You know the stuff that you pick chicken up with that you're like, cloop, cloop, cloop? Then they're like...
Tongs?
Yes. I see a pair of fucking metal tongs, and I know exactly where those are going.
Ew.
And ew. The way I sat, you know how when you're in the stirrups at the gyno, your legs are like kind of like straight out this way?
Yeah.
They had to be up like
this. Oh, like little like brand new deer?
Yes.
Like new birth deer.
Like they were, it was the most uncomfortable position. And my doctor straight up went, sorry, after inserting his clamps into me. He said, sorry. How many doctors apologized
after
to you?
After inserting something into you?
He barf. Said, sorry. And I was like, oh, my God. And it was horrible. He's like, you're going to cramp for a few seconds. So pretty much what the test is, right? There's a screen. It's actually really cool. They squirt like this like juice in you. And you can see on the
can
monitor.
Can we call it dye?
Dye.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not okay with the squirting juice in you.
So they squirt this dye in you, and you could see on the monitor your actual uterus. It's kind of wild. And you watch the dye go up, and then you see your little tubes, right?
Yeah.
And if the dye goes up, and then it flows out the side of the tubes, that's what you're supposed to see happen,
okay.
Right? So they know if your tubes are blocked or uneven.
Oh, okay. Got it.
If the dye, like, stops or, like, goes one way versus the other. So it was actually really cool. Like, you stopped for a second, like, feeling the pain, and you were like, whoa, that's my uterus, whatever. So that was crazy. So I'm watching, and it's cool. You see the dye, and they were flowing with, like, fine wine over the side. So I was like, we looking good, doc? Are you ready for what this man said to me? He said, that's just about the best-looking uterus I've ever seen.
Wow, what a fucking compliment.
I said, I'm going to put that on my tombstone. Is that okay? Can I quote you?
Is that an actual quote? Yeah,
I mean,
we can quote you on that? Okay.
In my entire life.
It's the best fucking uterus I've ever seen.
I've never gotten a compliment like that. Like, I was glowing the rest of the day. Like, I had this secret swag. Like, yeah, everyone's like, what's going on with you?
And nothing, I'm like. Nothing. My uterus is sexy.
I've just got an incredible uterus that no one will ever see.
Yeah, no big deal. It's fine.
It's like the worst thing to be the best at.
Oh, yeah. I have a great uterus. I'm a piece of shit, but I have a great uterus. And people are like, oh, all right.
50 pounds over. Wait, yeah. But you should see
this
uterus.
You should see my uterus.
I mean, like, really. So it was really good news. And this is what this man did. He said, get dressed. Thank God. And
it's over.
Let's go talk. So we went out and he said, listen, we've done every test we could possibly do. Everything's coming back normal. He said, I want you to relax and I'm going to see you back here in this hospital in a year. And he gave me a big hug.
So cute. He's so sweet.
So sweet. This guy's so sweet. And I was like, you know what? That's all. The only reason I pushed forward and I was being like a total control freak is because if there was any indication this could happen again, I wanted to see what other options we had.
Right.
So the fact that it looks like he thinks it's a fluke, that's he goes, I can't give you 100% guarantee.
Right, right.
But I think it was a fluke, and I think you guys should just relax. Go do
also,
your thing.
Also, don't think about it so much because then things will happen. Sex is supposed to be fun to practice. Well, so don't
I
think
have,
about it.
We haven't been trying because I didn't want the same thing to happen again. But now that I know.
It's not you.
It's not me. It's not Dennis. That it was just something that happens. I think I'm ready to do it again.
Oh my God. Yay.
Oh yeah. It's so weird. I hate when people say they're trying. I always hated that. I'm like, ew, barf, you're trying. Gross.
No, I don't like trying. What does that mean? Like, I'm trying to have, it's gross. No, we're having fun practicing. That's what you should say. Like, we're just practicing, having fun.
So now I'm like thinking
just say how I have, like, no, my husband just coming in me. It's fine.
No,
we're just not pulling out.
No, yeah, that's literally
not
what
even
saying.
Not like our pullout game was strong to begin with. but whatever.
Yeah. So I think I'm, and also now with the last episode, my mind is clear, my body's clear. Yeah. I'm ready to go for this again. I'm going through the motions now again, and I just started thinking about you because with my first pregnancy, the only reason I found out I was pregnant is because I was taking those stupid pee sticks.
Yeah.
But like, how does a normal human find out? Do you wait for your period come? Or are you like obsessively testing?
No, I missed mine.
Every time?
No, I missed it. Well, okay. So I'm like super regular.
Skylar, go. Irregular?
No, regular.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
So
that's
why Skylar, I was like, no. I was like a week late and I'm like, I don't know. Something feels weird. Like it just doesn't seem right. Like I'm going to go take a pregnancy test. I took one. First of all, when you take a pregnancy test, like you pee and then that's it. And like, how long does it take you to have to pee again? So I was chugging drinks because I was like, I'm going to take another one. So I kept chugging drinks. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to take the other one because it came back positive. But I was like, I don't want a false positive either.
You were looked at the calendar and how many days were you late?
No, I just know like my date. Basically, I was like, I'm late. Like, and he was like, how late? And I'm like, a week. He was like,
week you waited to take a pregnancy test?
Because I was like, there's no way. Like, it's whatever. We just started trying. Yeah. I was like, there's no way. Came back positive, blah, blah, blah. Came back positive again because I was like, go to the store right now and go get another test. And he was like, okay. So ran to the store, came back. I was like, when you get back, I'll chug three drinks, blah, blah, blah.
You are so funny. Just pee in a cup and keep the pee out.
Didn't think that. Like, I thought like maybe if I peed again, it would come back different. Like, I don't know. I was like, maybe something was wrong. So whatever. I did that. And then Jaden, I was in Detroit doing appearances. And I was with my two friends out there. And then we all went to a casino with like their husbands and stuff, and she was like, oh, I'm on my way to you, do you need anything? And I was like, well, it's the 30th and I usually get it on the 29th, so you either need to pick up tampons or a pregnancy test. I'll let you know in a few hours, whatever. So she's like, okay, I came with both, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God. So she was like, take the pregnancy test. So I took it in the bathroom at like the fucking MGM
or
something.
But were you late again? Or were
I was
just
one
like-
day. One day I didn't get it. I was supposed to get it on the 29th. It was the 30th. And I was like, I'm fucking pregnant.
You knew it.
And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, no, I'm pregnant. And so I took it in the bathroom of the fucking casino. She was like, what does it say? And I was like, it says pregnant. And she was like, oh my God, let's go take our last drink. Then you're done. You're cut off. And I was like, oh my God. I have videos of all of them. And then Julian, I was like, I think I'm pregnant. Like, I'm a little late. Something feels off. I know there's no way. He was like, there's no way you're pregnant right now. I'm like, no, let's take a test. Took the test, came back positive. And then we went outside to sit there and just like contemplate that we were going to have three kids. And I looked up and it was a full moon. And I was like, it's a blue sky. It's a full moon. Do you think that means boy? And he was like, I don't know. And then it was a boy and we had our boy.
So I think it's so crazy that you never tested, like even with mine, like I didn't miss my period before I tested. Like I took those stupid pee ticks.
We were just being not safe and hoping for the best.
But you never thought like, oh, I'm just curious. Like my period's.
No, you know how expensive pregnancy tests are? It's like $17 for a two pack of seven. No, thanks. I'm not testing.
Don't tell Denny.
It's so expensive. I was like, not going to waste money on just testing whenever. I was like, no, I'm going to wait.
How is that even? How do they even charge that much
for
pregnancy
tests?
Yeah,
yeah,
seriously.
It's crazy.
That was something that was new to me. I was like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
Does anyone do this? It's
even
crazy.
Like the morning after pill, like when you're like, oh no, something like the condom broke or like we weren't safe or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like to go get the morning after pill is 50 something bucks. Like annoying.
Bro, they should be giving out.
I mean, they shouldn't be giving them out for free because then you're just going to, you take too many.
They should be giving out birth control pills like candy and then there wouldn't be an issue with anything.
I was never on birth control. I've been pulling out my whole life.
Oh my God, please. This is the worst example. That is a new show called Worst Example.
Oh, and
with
I'm
Pull
the,
Out Trey.
Pull and Pray.
Pull and Pray Trey.
Pull and Pray with Trey.
I can't promote that. I'm sorry. Enlightening episode. We can't talk about that.
That was what me and Corey always did.
That's dumb luck.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I think I was at the point where I was like, if I was pregnant, I wouldn't care. So I was happy.
Yeah.
So if it happens, whatever, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, no. I always wanted to be a really young mom. So.
Mm. Well, you got your wish.
I did.
Are you thrilled right now?
Yeah. You know what? I am 10 years older than I actually am. I'm fucking 43 right now. 42. Yeah. I'm fucking old. You know why? Because these kids are driving me fucking insane.
I know.
I barely make it through a day every day. But then I'm like, you know what? In 3 years when they're all in school and I'll have time for myself again.
Yeah, you'll feel
good. I still won't be 35. Yeah. I know.
It's pretty nice. I don't know. I
still have half of my 30s left. So I was like, thank God. I tortured myself for a
reason. Guess what the girl at work told me?
What?
She said it gets worse when they get older.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They said big kids, big problems. But, I don't...
A thing? They say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, big kids. Because then they start lying to you, and then they're driving, and then they're taking stuff, whatever it is. But I have cousins that are all at that age, and, I do better with them because, I relate better to, big kid problems because, I went through all of that. And, I talk to kids. I don't talk to everyone like they're kids. I talk to them like they're adults. So all these kids always come to me, and, I'm cool with that, so I'm better with big kid problems.
Than the shitting their pants.
As long as you're fucking wiping your own ass and I don't have to cook for you three times a day, you can put fucking pizza bagels in by yourself. I'm good. I'd rather deal with the big problems. Little kid problems stress me the fuck out. I gotta put you to nap every day and then put
that
you to bed.
Is wild. Life is wild. So 4th of July is coming up, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking about you on the beach this summer whatever. You had Julian last summer, but he chilled in a box. You just placed him wherever and
it's
chilled.
Great. First 2 months of newborn is great and then it's
no,
hard. It's
Julian
hard.
Was an angel up until he started moving around squirmy.
You know what? He's just fresh because he knows he's very aware that that we treat him differently because we're so we let him get away with a lot more just because God, he's cute and we just you have a little bit of guilt.
He's
so we get him get away with a little bit more
he's
than
the
he
baby
should.
Of the
but
family.
He's very aware of it and he he's fucking fresh, man.
So how do you when 4th of July going to go to the beach, obviously?
We'll probably be we have a shore house, so we're at the beach all summer.
So what do you do with 3 kids on the beach
It's fucking miserable. I don't go by myself ever. I'll never ever ever be at a beach by myself. I have to have at least 2 adults with me to go to a beach.
So will the kids go in the water? How does that work? Are
they
allowed?
The girls love the water.
They do?
I don't
How do you watch them all? It gives me anxiety.
No, my kids don't run away. They stay always where I could see them without me having to tell them because I've showed them videos of kids getting kidnapped. I know it's terrible, but you have to put a little fear into kids for understanding. Sometimes they don't get it and you don't want to let them learn the hard way. So you have to instill
fear.
So
what did you YouTube a video of a child getting kidnapped?
Child kidnapping.
Okay. Y'all heard it here first.
It's Treyway parenting. That's how it is. Listen, I scar my kids, but they're they always say to me, I'm stay where I can see you. And they're we know you don't want anyone to take us. And I'm I know. Yeah, that's it. And they're very aware of it.
I hope the therapist that is working with Jaden in 20
one
years
day.
Listens to this episode and can pinpoint this moment and say, this is not your fault,
Jaden.
Well,
no, I do that to them too. Every time I cook them something and they're I don't want that. And I'm okay, time to pull up childhood hunger. And I show up kids that don't have food. And I'm you know what? You're very ungrateful because you have all this food and you don't appreciate it. And I feel it's
how
just real life situations. It's Treyway parenting.
Google as a mom and just be oh, time to Google hunger. Time to Google kidnapping.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
What I do. I do it for everything. Whenever they
you
want to
go in the ocean? Shark attack.
Yeah.
Google that shark attack.
And we were watching that one where the shark swam up on that boat the other day. And because they were
that was nuts.
Because my mom's best friend has a boat. And they're can we go out on the boat? Can we swim in the ocean? I'm no. And this is why. Because there's sharks in the ocean. And look at the shark eat this buoy. No.
That buoy could have been a baby.
But also, my kids are not scared of things. Like, they watched that that movie, The Megalodon, where the monster shark ate everyone.
The Meg.
The Meg. They watched that and loved it. They watched Jurassic Park with dinosaurs rip people apart, and they love it. They're like, oh my God, that dinosaur's so cool.
Dude,
and I'm like,
your children are free.
Yeah, they're like, they're not scared. We have Halloween dolls that we put up that they're not scared of. Like, my kids just
have
don't
we told
have fear
that
because...
Story? What Skylar did to me?
I think we've told that one before, yeah. That, like, my kids show people the Halloween dolls in my basement to scare the shit out of people.
By calling them dolls, that is giving a visual. They are terrifying Halloween decorations
life
from
size,
hell.
Life-size, animatronic.
Horrible.
Demon-possessed.
And Skylar, sweet little blonde angel, takes my hand. Oh, Auntie Jessie, come here, look in the closet,
come look
Auntie
in the closet.
Jessie.
And it's like this 7-foot demon with
pitch
wings.
Pitch black demon with wings. She starts cackling, and my heart stops.
Because it's in the dark, and you have to turn it on, and all of a sudden this like, huge demon is there.
And then I sit there, and I go, do I really want children to play? Like,
what am, it's like, just my kids that are fucked up
oh
like that.
Oh, my God. Demon wings. And she's cackling because she literally scared the shit out of me. I wasn't expecting that. She's a little girl. I don't think she's going to show me a demon with wings.
I know. My kids are fucked up. What do you want me to tell you?
Oh, well, no wonder. They're probably YouTubing demons.
But, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm making them... I'm instilling fear in them.
I don't hate it. I'm not going to fight it until I see something wrong, like, down the line.
But they're
we'll
very smart,
and
they'll tell you things like, smart. You know, you can't do this because this will happen. And then parents are like, why are they like that? But all of them are like that.
I'm like, do you like wands, Skylar? And she's like, grow up, Aunt Jessie.
She's like, I don't fucking like wands. What I like is makeup.
She's like, she just goes, no.
No, I like Disney princess movies and makeup, but thanks for asking. Keep your wand to yourself.
She's like, do you know the Back to Mac program? And I'm like, okay, girl, okay.
I just can't. I feel like it's like a horrible way and a great way at the same time.
So take me to the beach. So, all right, I'm just thinking about this because
okay,
today,
I was at the beach yesterday.
I went to the swim club and I had my beach chair, my bag, my towel, my drink, a sandwich bag, and I was already like stressed out.
Okay. I have to have two coolers, one with food and snacks and one with bottles for Julian, drinks for the girls. Like cold stuff to keep them occupied, like frozen M&Ms once in a while, like anything that will keep them occupied all day. Mm-hmm. Blankets, endless blankets. One that Julian can nap on that's comfortable and thick so that he could take his nap on the beach. And then two that the girls can dry off with because they like to go in the ocean. Then I need two adults because I'm not going in the ocean. And I want to the one day that I get to go to the beach, I want to lay out and tan. So like I bring like somebody younger that can like play and run around with them a little. Mm-hmm. And then like I'll play in the sand with them or have them like bury my legs or something stupid that
but
they
now
can like
Julian
interact and
like
have fun.
Crawls and is all
but
over
Julian
the place.
Wants to crawl all over the beach. That's right. But he doesn't eat the sand.
And he's fast.
And he's really, really fast. I've never seen a kid crawl that fast in my life.
Dude, like you're like, oh, he's right there, and then he's not.
No, and it's not like but when he crawls, it's like
yeah,
and you
it's
think
huge.
Someone's running after you and you're like, no, he's just crawling. It's like the heaviest thing I've seen ever.
So what when you're playing like I guess the other adults are all just pitching in to watch.
Everyone just needs to help because they're like, listen, she never gets a break. She's at home with them all the time.
Yeah.
She's finally out. Just let her relax. The other day I fell asleep on the beach. It was crazy because
how?
Skylar was playing with all the buckets and the stuff in the sand. Julian was napping and Jaden was feeding the birds. Mm-hmm. So I fell asleep napping.
Feeding
while,
the birds? I saw that picture.
Yeah.
She was attacking a bird.
She was feeding them all. Then they would all come and eat and grab a piece. And then she would like help, like chase them to fly away. And I'm not one to like condone chasing birds. Like I hate that. I'm like, don't chase the birds. Leave them alone. But like, they were like playing with her. It was weird. I was like, this is abnormal. But also everyone on the beach hated us because the fucking the seagulls
the
were all over
were
the place.
Surrounding.
Yeah.
It's like such
it's
a faux
like,
pas.
Not only that. Okay. So then you have to carry down all the chairs, all the blankets, mm-hmm. the coolers, the kids, because they don't want to walk or whatever. And then pull that huge, like, I don't know what it is, a stroller of stuff onto the beach, set it up,
which
set
is
the,
so
the
hard
umbrella.
To walk on the sand already
it's
as it is.
Miserable.
Wait, but how
I
did you sleep? Because
it.
Even, okay, fine, you had everyone helping out, but like, I'm surprised the girls let that go on without, because I've seen them. They're like, mommy, 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 mommy.
I'm literally like, mommy needs a nap. Like, I'm exhausted. I just need a nap.
And
a
they let
bit.
You,
and
they let you live.
Like, sometimes when we're home, like, we're all watching a movie, and I'm like, if I happen to fall asleep, just wake me up in 10 minutes. And they're like, when's that? I'm like, you know, in the next scene, when this is happening and this is happening. And they're like, okay. So when that scene comes, they're like, mommy, wake up. I'm like, okay. But they're just laying on the couch with me. Julian's napping. Mm-hmm. I can hear him if he wakes up. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it's like, sometimes you need like a power nap. Cause like, yeah. I'm up at 6 in the morning with Julian And then I'm up all day with
these
kids.
When is that going to stop? When is does he become where he kind of goes into the routine with the girls? You know what I mean?
No, they're up at 7 too every morning.
Yeah, but he keeps you up at night. Like, when is that over?
Oh, it really depends because sometimes the girls wake up through the night just to be like, Mommy, are you around? And I'm like, I'm here. Aww. And then I have to get up and make sure they're back. But they never get out of bed. And they know that my bed is off limits.
I can't.
It's just like exhausting. I never get a break.
It's just so funny talking about you on one hand being this like super mom, on the other hand you have drunk hiccups. It's
amazing because this is the balance of a mom.
Yeah, it is. Oh wow, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, everyone's always like, you know, you should buy your mom a glass of wine because at the end of the day, you're the reason that they drink.
Yeah, amen to that.
So true.
It's so true. It's crazy. You can't drink while you're pregnant with them.
No, I can't drink while I'm pregnant. I can't drink while I'm home watching them all day. So when do I drink? My 3 hours at night. I have a glass of wine and then I'm tired and I'm passing out because I'm tired and I had a really long day and then I'm up through the night and at 6 a.m. to be with Julian. It's exhausting. I can't wait until at the next stage because I'm like, maybe it's going to be a little different. I'll be more prepared for it.
Yeah.
Like little kid stuff is hard. Like I still have to wipe their butt when they pee. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot. I'm like, every time they have to go to the bathroom, I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, so go. And they're like, you have to wipe me. And
I'm like, I'm like, oh my Lord.
Yeah. I'm like, that sucks.
But whatever. They're going to be good cousins to my baby one day. So that's all
they're
going to
be great. And they're going to help Skylar, that baby grow up and learn a lot.
Skylar is going to be that child. I know that you're with her all the time. So she's
very whiny with me. But I know she's old soul, but
she is an old soul.
Yeah. But Skylar is very, she's not like lovey. Like to get her to like lay down and like snuggle, hug you or kiss you or something is like twisting her arm. It's crazy. And then Jaden, she's like, I'm like, hi, can I get morning love? And she like comes and hugs and buries herself and like constantly wants, she wraps my arms around her. Like it's crazy. But they're like complete opposites. But like, I don't know. It's weird. And Julian wants that. He wants to constantly be held and like cuddled and like kissed.
I know. Do you feel like Jules, like he was so good. Like he,
but
like,
you said
flopped.
This about Skylar and you said this about Jaden. You're like, Jaden would used to sleep anywhere and she was so good. And I'm like, listen, they all change. Like
they grow up.
They constantly change. And if he's watching Jaden and Skylar all the time, he's going to do that.
He's going to follow along. Sure.
Like he's doing things that I see them do all the time. And I'm like, it's so weird. Like, where'd you learn to do that? Like, he climbs up the friggin' stairs on the railing banisters. I'm like, you're one. How are you climbing like that? And I'm like, it's because he's watching them.
Yeah.
And I keep telling them, like, don't climb up there because Julian's watching you and he's doing it. And they're like, but it's fun. And I'm like, but he's going to break something. He's a year old. Like, I can't. It's just, like, it's so stressful. And I'm like, I just keep looking towards, like, the next to get me through the day. Mm-hmm. But then I feel bad. I'm like, I'm so stupid that I'm like rushing this moment that I'll never get back.
You hear that a lot, right? I see people write that to you, like enjoy, like because you're gonna miss them little.
Yeah, but like thank God I'm so obsessed with taking pictures of them because I look back at pictures and I'm like, oh my God, I remember when they were that little.
Oh my
like,
God, when
I see
Jaden little, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Or like little Skylar with those chubby little legs.
First of all, I used to think I was like, oh my God, she's so cute. I look back, I'm like, she was severely overweight. Like.
She
really was. She was 25 pounds at 6 months. That's a one-year-old. She was so big. But now she's like thinning out. And I'm like, no, don't lose your chub. Like, I love it. Like, please don't lose.
She's the cutest.
And
they're
the
best.
She was just a chunk, man. They
These
were
fucking
so
kids,
cute.
Man.
And Julian and the thighs. I could eat all of them. They're all edible. But like, it's just crazy how fast it happens.
Well, I love talking about babies with you. But next week...
Oh, it's going down.
We're talking about a different kind of baby. Do you want to tell them, Trey?
Sugar
babies.
Give me the sugar.
Sugar babies.
Sugar babies.
What an episode do we have for you?
You guys are not ready. I'm already nervous for like how it's all going to go down, but it's exciting.
Enjoy your 4th of July because you are never going to be the same after next week.
Yeah.
I wish we were exaggerating.
I wish we were kidding. We're not kidding.
We're not kidding.
And like, it's not even us. Like, I wish we could be like, surprise, we're sugar babies. We don't pay for our rent. But nope, we're over here like splitting a friggin' salad.
Wait. Wait for it, y'all. Wait for
you're not
it.
You're not going to be happy with yourself after you hear the fuckery.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You know, I know it was a little bit more laid back. I was just chatting, but, you know, we really wanted to take off and not do this today.
No, we needed a break, and we just needed to, like, give you a little content, but not dive in too deep on, like, such a heavy topic from the holiday.
And we wanted to just, you know, update you on what was going on in our lives. And next week, it is back to your...
regular scheduled fuckery.
Your regularly scheduled shenanigans.
The shit show is back.
The shit show is 100% back. Everyone have a safe 4th of July.
We love you. Don't drink and drive.
Thank you to Dimly Wit.
Thank you guys. Check out their podcast. They have other fucked up ones just like our show.
Subscribe, rate, download, send it to a friend. We love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Cheers.
Happy 4th.
See you next Tuesday, America.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.